Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Loveline with Dr. Chris starts.
3, 2, 1.
Now.
All right. You're listening to Loveline on Channel Q and Radio.com. Hope you all had an awesome weekend. Mine was full. Did a little bit of social. And then as always, after I socialize, I need a good day or two to rebalance myself. But that's because I'm a deep introvert, which shocks some people to hear. I put a social media post out there about it on my IG and Twitter. It's really powerful to recognize that. For some people, socialization takes a lot of energy out of them, and afterwards they need that recovery time. So as always, 2019 is about self-care and self-love, so if you need that time, give yourself that time. So Valentine's Day is this week. Guess what? If you're going to be in the SoCal area, or if you're not going to be, get into it, because on Thursday, starting at 5 p.m. at the famous, iconic Abbey in West Hollywood, Loveline and your buddy here, Dr. D, is going to be throwing an event. Doors open at 5 p.m. I'll be there by about 6-ish. We have specialty cocktails, giveaway, games, full-on audience participation. We've put together an amazing night. It's going to be super, super fun. So if you're going to be in SoCal or can get to SoCal, if you are single for Valentine's Day, get your buddies, come on down. If you're partnered up, boot up, bring them all, pack them all in the car, come on down. It's going to be a fun night. You can go on wearechannelq.com for more details, but it's going to be awesome. Question of the night is up on our Loveline IG page. So weigh in on that. And later in the show, we'll be breaking down our answers for that one. Question that is, what are the best and worst pickup lines you've used or heard? I love that question. Usually pickup lines are so bad. Anyway, later in the show, we'll be talking about that and slide into the DMs. So I wanted to talk a little bit about Valentine's Day pressure. You know, there's a multitude of holidays that make people feel a lot of weight or expectations or feel bad if they don't have something planned or something to do. And Valentine's Day is one of those. Where if you're single, you feel bad that you're single. If you're in a relationship, but you're not in love, you feel bad that you're not in love. I want to remind you guys a couple of things. Number one, it's just another day. We give the meaning, we give it. We can disempower it a little bit. We can water it down if we need to. You don't necessarily have something you have to do. But if you do want to do something to celebrate it, and you are currently single and not in a relationship, fear not. There's a lot of things single people can do. I tell people to do something self-care based. Take that night and honor it as a night of love, but make it about self-love and do something good for yourself. And again, self-care is about leisure and pleasure. Self-care is not about productivity. So going to the gym, it's not really self-care. Nothing that's going to take time and energy out of you. It's all about fun and relaxation. So take a bath, go for a walk, lay on the couch and do nothing, go to the movies, go window shopping, take yourself out to dinner, take yourself out to dessert, whatever it is. Do some self-care, some self-love on Valentine's Day. Also, don't feel like you have to stay home. Go out. Grab your friends and go out. Go out alone. Valentine's Day is one of those days where a lot of people are going to maybe take a little bit, you know, a little more risk, a little more confidence. So if you're single and solo, go out. Someone might ask you out. Go out and ask someone out or take your friends and just be out. Have fun. It's okay to be single. Get your single friends together. Look, I have a friend. They throw a singles event on Valentine's Day. Bring all the single people together. Kind of bond, connect. Some people ask people out. Do something. But funny, as I was Googling around, I wanted to look at what online, what the online world had to say about things to do while you're single on Valentine's Day. It is hilarious, some of what they're telling you to do. We have things, everything like celebrate your dog, spend it with your grandparents. Actually, one of my favorites, though, is watch the horror movie My Bloody Valentine. It's a Valentine-themed horror film. Gotta love that. I'm a big horror fan. What are the other ones that they're saying that are kind of ridiculous? I like this one, and this comes from Park and Recreation. Celebrate Galentine's Gay. That's basically getting your gal pals together, doing something with them as a group, as a posse. Spend it with your siblings. That's another good one. Make cards for all your friends. I think that's actually kind of sweet. Showing some social and familial people in your life love. Because again, remember, Valentine's Day can be whatever you make it. And if you want to make it just about expression of love, do it. And again, that's like the idea of self-love. Someone else says go to the gym. They also talk about travel. I like this one as well. Send anonymous gifts to your single friends. That's kind of adorable. Embrace yourself. I like that one. Let me see what else came up that was really good. Throw a dinner party. I actually really, really like that one. I like the idea. If you have nothing to do, there's a lot of people that have nowhere to go, just like Christmas and Thanksgiving. And I love when those holidays are used for people to put an event together for everyone that wants to do something and wants to be around people, but they don't inherently have something planned. Put an event together. There's a lot of single people. We actually have the highest rate of singledom that we've had yet. And so you're in the majority if you're not currently partnered up. So throw a dinner event, have a sleepover, go out to a nice restaurant. All right, these are kind of getting a little like womp womp. But anyway, basically it's about self-care and self-love. So love that stuff. All right, so again, weigh in on the question tonight on our Loveline IG page. And as always, give us a call, 833-LOVE-001, 833-LOVE-001. I want to hear thoughts, questions, concerns about our topics of the night. But also, I'd love to hear what you're cooking up for Valentine's Day, whether you're single or you're not. You're listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on Channel Q and Radio.com. We're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to be doing good news, because sometimes there is good news. We'll see you in a minute.
Call Loveline now.
833-LOVE-001. That's 833-568-3001. Loveline. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Loveline
with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
All right, we're back in the house. You're listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris, Channel Q and Radio.com. Guess what, guys? Radio.com, download it. Then we're streaming with you all day, every day. News, politics, music. It's my gym jams. Also, with your smart speakers, you can now say, hey, Alexa, play Channel Q on radio.com. And guess what? You can take us from your car into your home and even bring, guess what, Dr. Dean Loveline into your bedroom. Love that. Question nights up on our Loveline IG page. What is the best or worst pickup line? I love these. Love these, love these. We'll be talking about it later in the show. But we have a call on the line. No, we don't. Okay. So time to go into our good news segment, because every now and then you got to hear what? Some good news. All right. Where should we begin? This stuff warms my heart. So Mattel, who produces and makes Barbies, iconic, was under fire for not representing real women. That's kind of been an ongoing issue for a few decades. Well, the company is actually taking this really seriously. So on Monday, today, they announced that it will take yet another step forward to rectify the past issues with a new line called Fashionista Barbies. Interesting name. And it's going to include different body sizes and dolls, ready for this, with disabilities. That is phenomenal. The ability to produce dolls that will make people see their own bodies reflected back to them is such an important part of social justice and just representation and just really honoring the diversity that exists. It's really healthy and important for children to see themselves in their toys. So the dolls are going to have darker skin tones, textured hair. There's going to be curvier body sizes, and two dolls will have disabilities. One will be a wheelchair user, and another will have a removable prosthetic leg. So the beauty of that is not just, again, representation, but for the people that don't necessarily see themselves in what I just listed, they will get to learn about diversity and they'll have more comfort encountering diversity. So whether or not your child is disabled or has darker skin tones, buy those dolls for your child so that, again, they can have begin to have a relationship with all these different things that exist out in the world. I think that's phenomenal. The dolls are taking another step towards more inclusive toy representations. And actually, Mattel said that a wheelchair using Dahl was one of the most requested items through their consumer hotline. That makes me so, so happy. More good news. This one makes me laugh. If you're a vagina owner and you're flying, as they say, solo dolo this V-Day, there's a company called Plus One, and they make sex toys. They're going to be giving away free bullet vibrators to 250 people who have just gotten dumped right before Valentine's Day. Amazing. All you have to do is go on their site, fill out a form, and you'll get a personal free bullet vibrator. I love that. Good marketing gimmick, but I also like that they're kind of helping those that are single on Valentine's Day find yet another thing to do with their Valentine's Day. And again, that's awesome. Like I was saying before the break, Valentine's Day is a day about love. You get to create that narrative and direct it in any way you want. If you're not currently partnered, you can make it about self-love. Make it about time to yourself, self-care, masturbation, whatever it is. Make that night just about doing nothing, or pull your friends together and do something else. More good news. In India, they have their first transgender judge. And also on Let's Go There, Ryan and Shear were talking about this, so I absolutely stole it from them, but I think it's such an important piece of good news that for the first time, the Disney Channel is airing a character that said, and I'm gay, that a child that came out as gay. So they made huge strides in representation where for the first time in the history of their network, a character came out and actually says the word gay. Supposedly back in 2017, it was reported that the show and Mac would feature someone gay, and he came out as gay last year, they said, but he didn't use the words, I'm gay, which again is a powerful form of, you know, stating one's identity. But in a recent episode, he came out to his grandmother during a morning service, and basically at the end of it says, I'm gay. That's really powerful. Again, representation. Young kids need to have heard that statement, whether they're gay or not, and to have gay people on television, especially in Disney. Props to you guys. I love stuff like that. So anyway, well done. Congrats. So that's that. Awesome. So Valentine's Day on the Abbey, come out and see me. I teased that a little bit on wearechannelq.com. More details starting at 5 p.m. Drive down, make a day of it, make a weekend of it. Monday is President's Day, so you're going to have an extra day of the weekend. Come to L.A. The rain has stopped. It's going to be a good time. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be talking about masturbation and self-care and then sliding into the DMs with a very, very important question. Question of the night, what are the best and worst pickup lines? It's on our Loveline IG page. Take a little break and we will see you in a minute.
Call Loveline now.
833-LOVE-001. That's 833-568-3001. Loveline. We'll be right back. Loveline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loveline. 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 This is Loveline with Dr. Chris.
On Channel Q.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on Channel Q and radio.com. And as always, the phone lines are open. 833-LOVE-001. I want to hear from you. Come hang out with me for the night. I want to hear what you're going to do for Valentine's Day. What little gem have you planned for you or your partners? And any sex, dating, relationship questions, mental health stuff, we're here for you. Interesting article out there. I love things like this. It's so fascinating. So it's research looking at why, and again, for some people, they have not heard this before, why so many women like to watch gay porn. And some people are going, huh? Yeah, a multitude of viewers of gay porn are women, which is interesting because some people think women don't look at porn, which is far from the truth. So research project was looking at this. Stats are interesting. So 37%, that is a large number. 37% of the people watching gay porn are women. 37. That is really, really, really high. And it's looking at why, and this is really, really fascinating. And this kind of aligns with my thoughts as well. So we're living in a time where a lot of women, actually every woman I know in my life that I've spoken to about this when the Me Too movement really came to light, has at least one story, if not a multitude of stories, of some form of sexual assault, feeling oppressed by male oppression, all these different factors. And the study's looking at how for some women that are victims of rape or survivor of abuse, that gay porn is one of the few types of sexually explicit media that they can enjoy that doesn't make them feel triggered or re-traumatized. I mean, sit with that. That's really powerful. That for them to watch heterosexual porn, male and female, that can trigger or re-traumatize, that they really struggle to watch that, but man-on-man porn feels very comfortable for them. Also, some of them just like seeing more men. Some women, I don't know. So that's that. That's fascinating. But that 37%, I mean, wow, that is a high, high number. Okay. So anyway, there's that. We have a phone call.
No, we don't. But I have a question.
Didn't know what that finger point meant. Yes. Yes, sir.
So we have another show on Channel Q here called No Thanks Considered. It's okay. On 12 to 2.
I've heard
and,
of it.
And Allie is one of the hosts of it. She's a lesbian.
Sure is.
And we discovered a few weeks ago that she prefers to watch gay porn.
Okay.
And I had never heard anything like that before.
I've heard
of straight women preferring gay porn, which makes sense because, you know, a lot of straight dudes like lesbian porn.
Well, how about this zinger? A lot of straight men watch straight porn, so that means a lot of straight men like to watch naked men doing sexual things. I mean, that sounds pretty gay to a lot of people. And if you ask a lot of heterosexual men, does the man need to be there? A lot of them will say yes. That's why they don't watch just female solo porn or female. They want a naked man having sex in front of them. That is not heterosexuality. That is something else. That's an extension. That's moving in heteroflexibility. That's pushing that boundary. Absolutely. I mean, this falls under the topic of we're more sexually fluid than we care to realize. Anyway, I digress. Continue.
But I just found it. I found it fascinating that I've never heard of that before, of a lesbian watching gay porn.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
Again, you have to really ask the person. The what people enjoy in porn is very different. So if five people watch the same porn, all five of them are taking in a different component, or they're responding to some different aspect. It could be the male being dominant in the scene, or it could be the exact activity, or it could be maybe just their body types. I mean, it's so specific. I'd have to ask her what about it is that she's seeking or aroused by. But again, I just like the fact that it yet again tells us how creative and diverse sexuality is.
She did mention that the females, most of the time, they're so obviously acting. They're playing it up because they know that straight dudes are watching. So they're exaggerating all their actions. They still have the long fingernails and things like that, which, you know.
Well, that's why there's a lot of companies, and we had one on a couple weeks ago, but there's a lot of companies. We had on the founder of Crash Pad Series, and Erica Lust is another one, who make female-centric porn, aka female gaze porn, which is porn that's actually driven by what a female would want to see. And so it would be females receiving pleasure, because a lot of hetero porn is about the man's pleasure. The females are getting more romanticism. It's more relational. And so that exists too. Yeah. I wonder if Allie's into that.
Let's find out.
We'll have her on the show. Put her in the hot seat. No pressure. We're just going to really go there. But yeah, that's why I love the topic of sexuality. It's never as basic or as traditional as we like to think or expect. Yeah. So there that is.
What do you think about guys who don't watch? You were talking about guys who have to watch a man and a woman.
Correct.
And they want to, you know, imagine them in the man's place.
Some of them, yes.
Some of them, yes. What do you think about men who are the opposite, who say, I don't want a man in the picture because it takes me out of it. Maybe I start comparing myself and maybe I start feeling bad
distracting.
It's distracting.
Yeah. And then for them, they would watch the more female on female or female solo porn. Because again, yeah, for some guys to see another male in the scene, it distracts them. Or like you said, they compare themselves. And again, that's one of the benefits and negatives of porn, right? Where like anything, like, you know, watching an athlete in a basketball game, you're seeing an extreme version of an athlete, right? The people that perform in porn are sexual athletes. And I would never tell my son or daughter to watch, you know, a basketball game, the NBA, and say, ah, that's what you should expect yourself to do or to see yourself doing on the court. These are people that are, you know, pros. So we have to say that about porn as well, that these are sexual pros. These are people that are able to operate in ways that the standard human being cannot. And that's why they're cast in these things, right? So there's that piece there too.
I feel like if they just made like a league, it would take away so much of the stigma.
A league?
A league. Like a porn league.
What does that mean?
Like the NBA. for basketball.
Oh my gosh.
You know, if they really leaned into the...
Like, we'll have an amateur team, and then we'll have a professional team.
Yeah.
Like, and it'll look very different.
Like, you made
it more like
a sport.
Yeah.
I feel like people would be more
like
on board with it.
Well, luckily now, there's the rise of the amateur-produced porn, which is viewers at home are kind of filming and selling their own porn. So that's not exactly what we're talking about, but kind of.
I'm saying go in the opposite way, like the Triple XFL League or something, you know.
I do not know what to say to that for some reason. I don't know if the world's ready for that. But do it, Boo. I think
that's
really
why
phenomenal.
We're here, though,
that's
to get the world ready for that.
Let's set up a porn league. I think that's time and energy well spent. What else are we doing with our time, right? Phone lines are open as always, 833-LOVE-001. I'm here for your thoughts, questions, concerns. Again, I want to know what everyone's doing on Valentine's Day, you know? So give us a call, let us know. Also, thoughts on these topics. So when we come back, we're going to be sliding into DMs. This is a really good one. But again, on our Loveline IG page, a question tonight, what are the best and worst pickup lines? I want to hear from you guys. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back.
Call Loveline now.
833-LOVE-001. That's 833-568-3001. Loveline. We'll be
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Right back. Loveline. This is Loveline with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on Channel Q and radio.com. And we got a caller. We have Amy on the line. Amy, you are on with Dr. Chris. How can we help you tonight?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Dr. Chris.
What's shaking?
Well, I'm thinking about Valentine's Day.
Uh-oh.
And how I do... I do believe that to a certain extent, it's like a stupid Hallmark capitalist, like, you know, just like a holiday where we're just have a lot of expectations for our partners. And I have a boyfriend and I really want him to buy me flowers. And I don't know why. I don't know if I'm just socialized to want that or... But I do want it, and I don't know if that's... I have complicated feelings about it.
I love that. You sound like me. A lot of people listening are probably like, wow, you're overthinking, and I'm like, no, she isn't. I live in that world as well, where it's like, am I being a good feminist if I accept these flowers? Or am I playing into patriarchal, capitalist, consumer culture? No, I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really powerful. So a couple things. Yeah, you've been raised to believe that Valentine's Day has special meaning and that flowers are part of that, but I don't think that there's anything inherently wrong with that. I think it's okay to want to use the day as a time for you and your partner to show each other that you care about each other. Like, that's the beauty of it, where I want everyone to use every day to show the people in their lives that they love them, that they love them. But Valentine's Day is this one day set aside to, like, really go extra or over the top. And so I think it's great that you want flowers. It doesn't sound like you're demanding them. I'm hoping that if for whatever reason you don't get them, you won't completely be crushed. But if you want them, ask for them. Hope he gives them to you. There's something adorable about that. Enjoy it. Don't feel bad about enjoying the flowers or enjoying the day. Like, that's the gift of the day. That's the gift of being in a relationship. And so you have my full support.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I love your question.
It's very validating.
All right. Have an awesome time. All right.
Thank you.
All right. You're listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris. And like you heard, Loveline phones are always open. 833-LOVE-001. Our number, 833-LOVE-001. And as always, you can slide on into our DMs at Dr. Donahue on IG or Loveline. And our question of the night is up. Best and worst pickup lines. We want to hear from you. All right, we can take a little break. When we come back, we got MEQ's Freak on the Streets. We'll see you in a minute.
Call Loveline now.
833-LOVE-001. That's 833-568-3001. Loveline. We'll be right back.